There's a Rabbeinu Bechaya brings a medrash, a sifri actually, and he says that on the posuk at the end of Parshas Nitzavim, Kodesh Baruch Hu calls Eidus, the heavens and earth, to be the Eidus to what he's saying to Klal Yisrael. Omer lohem HaKodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Histaklu b'shamayim, look at the heavens, Sheborosi l'shamesh eschem, I created them to serve you. Shemo shinu es midosom, have they ever changed the way they conduct themselves? Shemo loy ola galgal hachamo, maybe the sun didn't rise min ha-mizroch, v'heiru l'chol o'ilam, and lit up the whole world. Ginyin shenema v'zorach ha-shemesh u'bo ha-shemesh. Histaklu ba'oretz, look at the earth. Sheborosi l'shamesh eschem, I created to serve you. Shemo shinso es midoso, has it ever changed its the way it conducts its business? Shemo zaratem oiso chitim v'loitzimcho, have you planted wheat and it didn't grow? Or shemo zaratem oiso chitim v'helso soirim, you put in wheat and it brought out barley. Or mo elu sheloi nasu, these things v'loi nasu l'schar v'loi l'poronius. They weren't made to get schar or to get punished. Sheim zoichin ein mekablin schar. If they're zoicha to do what they're supposed to do, I guess there's some level of doing there. I don't know what that means exactly. They don't get schar. Ve'im choitin ein mekablin poronius. And if they don't do what they're supposed to do, they don't get punished. Leishino es midoson. Yet they did not change their ways. Atem shim zechisem tekablu socher. You, that if you're going to do what I tell you to do, you're going to get reward. Vimchatosim tikablu poronis. And if you're going to sin, you're going to get punished. Al achas kama v'kama. How much more so? Lekach uvocharto b'chaim. Oh, all right, that's not already nogea. So it seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to the Sifri, is admonishing Klal Yisrael with a kal v'chaimer. He says, look at the Shemayim and Oretz and see, they don't get schar, they don't have oinish, and yet they do what they're supposed to do. You have to do the same thing. You who get schar if you do good and get punished if you don't do good, you should take a lesson from that, alachas kama v'kama. Just on a very, very simple level, what exactly is the histaklu b'shemayim v'histaklu b'oretz? What are we doing? Look at the Shemayim, okay? I created the Shemayim to serve you. And now what? Well, you know that every day the sun rises and every day the sun sets and things work the way they're supposed to work. Look at the Oretz. And you look. So I look at the Oretz. So what do I see? I'm not looking at planting chitim and it doesn't bring forth soirim. I'm not watching it. I didn't spend 6 months on a farm. I look at the Oretz, and now I see you make this kal v'chomer. Look at the Shemayim. The Shemayim and the Oretz don't say anything to me. It's knowledge that I have. If it's knowledge that I have, so just tell me the knowledge. Hey, guys, listen to me. You know, the Shemayim listens to me. It does what it's supposed to do. The Oretz listens to me. It does what it's supposed to do. Look straight ahead, or look back into your books, and behave yourself. But this is taklu b'shamayim. I created it for you. Also, some kind of a personal connection. And then you're not seeing anything. The look, the histaklus, doesn't add anything to this, any dimension, any meaning, any lesson to the kal v'chomer. The kal v'chomer is a logical thing, and histaklus seems to be obviously that it's not true. Obviously, that there's a power in just focusing. Focus on the Shemayim. And now everything that you know about Shemayim comes to focus because you're focusing about Shemayim. And that seems to be critical to get the message across. The Kal V'Chomer is built upon looking at the heaven, looking at the earth, and now bringing into focus everything that you know. Sounds like that the focus is the name of the game, and focus is not so simple. When we have to focus on a concept and there's nothing tangible to even look at, it seems it's not the same focus. The message wouldn't be the same. The Kal V'Chomer, which is so logical, the logic is compelling. Shamayim does, I created Shamayim, it has a certain tafkid, and it does what it's supposed to do. Sun rises every day, it sets at night, it goes, the whole business. And the Oros does the same thing. You plant chitim, you get chitim, you plant soirim, you get soirim. It does its thing. So all of a sudden, because I looked at it, now all of a sudden the message comes alive. It seems that we need something to grab our focus. That even if the message is so logical, so compelling, but a mind that's not focused, it doesn't function. It's not doing anything. The message could pass me right by. And I think that this is a yesod in life. And really, like, you know, we're approaching Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and we want to do better. We want to do better. But all the knowledge and information and rational reasons to do better, which might be well known to me, which might even be conveyed to me in a sefer, I might read about it, I read about tshuva, I read about improvement, I read about changing, I read about charotan, I read about all these things, but when there's no focus, even if the focus is something which is extraneous or external to the message itself, but it forces that focus. Without it, you could read, we could study, we could sing it, we could repeat the words, and it just passes us by. So I guess maybe one of the most important words, that especially at this time, is that we have to focus. Now, one of the reasons that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was such an advocate of a Zman Kavua was for focus. One of the reasons that Rabbi Yisrael was an advocate of a Beis HaMusar was that there's a place where a person can be focused. There's no other distractions. There's nothing else going on there. This concept is very, as vague as that focus may be, as unrelated or undirectly related to the message as that focus may be. But that's a critical ingredient. That focus goes a step further. If you look at the Chinuch over here, where he says that, I've mentioned this a few times on Rosh Hashanah, but he says that this is in the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar on Yom HaKippurim Shel Yovel, and he says, he backdrops and says what the Tkiyas are on Rosh Hashanah. he says, Ve'ein in Yonah, in the middle of the paragraph, Tkiyas HaShofar Rosh Hashanah, it's not the same as Yovel. Why? Shatkiya Hahi Rosh Hashanah Onu Oisim Likboya Machshavteinu Al Inyan HaKedas Yitzchok. To focus our thoughts, our machshavas, on the inyan of Akedas Yitzchok, unetzayer benafshenu lasus gam onu kamoyu la'avas Hashem, at the picture in our own nefesh that we're doing the same thing. I'm taking my son and I'm machmas avas Hashem, that Hashem has commanded me to shecht him, to bring him as a korban, and I'm taking him and tying him up on the mizbeach with the knife and ready to shecht him because Hashem told me I love Hashem so much. Umitoich kach, he says, yale zichroinenu lefnei Hashem letoiv. Amazing thing. He says, our schusim, our remembrance, will go in front of Hashem Latoif Kloima, Sheni Zakoyim Lefonov. Will be Zakai in the din of Rosh Hashanah by this gewaltige thing. What are we doing? I'm picturing myself. I'm taking my precious son and I'm pretending to be Avram Avinu. I'm in my mind, I'm acting like Avram Avinu. I'm tying him up on the Mizbeach, I'm taking the knife, I'm taking the fire, and because I love Hashem, and Hashem told me to do it, and I'm doing this, and that's going to be a schus that will be Zeicher B'din on Rosh Hashanah. That in itself is a meiritic thing, such a powerful thing of being able to imagine such a thing, that it must have such a hashpah that it could really change a person, but maybe it could be Zeicher B'din on Rosh Hashanah. That's a different discussion. But what's interesting over here is, what do I need the shofar for? The shofar what? Akedas Yitzchok. Okay, read the parasha. We read the Kriyas HaTorah. Read in a Chumash. Read in the Machzor Akedas Yitzchok, or read in the Siddur that we read the Akedas Yitzchok, and picture it. I need the shofar. No, the shofar is a tangible memory of Akedas Yitzchok, because Avraham Avinu substituted the aisle, which the shofar may come from. And I substituted the aisle for Yitzchok. Ah, oh, No, and now is what? What does that have to do with my son? What does it do with my memory? What does it do with... No, it doesn't. But there's something grabbing me and focusing me on Akedas Yitzchok. Then all of a sudden, all of this I can imagine. And vice versa, without that, I wouldn't be able to bring myself to imagine that. What do you mean? If it's such a schus, you're telling me that such I could save myself on Rosh Hashanah by imagining that thing. That everybody should jump on the bandwagon. But we can't really do it. You can't really do it unless the Shofar is blowing. Oh, Shofar, Ayil, Avram Avinu, Akedas Yitzchak. Now, Shaychus, well, I can think, I have to think about. But no, that's it needs that. It needs that awakening. So the other thing I think maybe there's a beautiful piece I recommend that everybody read here. It's the fact that the Torah has to tell us so many lessons that it doesn't tell us just verbally. Here there's an amazing lesson, and I don't want to take too much time. There's an amazing lesson where the Alter points out that. He brings rayas from the psukim in this. It says that and by the churban, says that the klal yisrael that the women who noshim rachmonius when their neighbor lost a child to be menachem them they would bring the food that they really should have given for their husband and their children. They would bring the food to the neighbor as a form of nechoma. And in reality, the posuk refers to that as bishlu yaldehen. It's like they starved their children. So on the one hand, they did this achzorius of starving their children. But he says that since there was a something involved, something it was the word they use mohu. It sounds like it was adulterated together with it had in it some act of chesed. That because of that act of chesed, he says, it's mashma that that's what saved them, that the Klal Yisrael wasn't destroyed, and it was only the churban, and that's what he says kept Klal Yisrael alive to this very day until Mashiach comes. Because even in the midst of such achzorius, that there was an ounce of chesed, there was something there, maybe it was even improper for them to do it, but some part of it was with chesed, and that was able to be matzil, that little chesed in the context of all the achzorius that it involved, was able to be matzil, the Klal Yisrael was able to be matzil, the future Deiris, has a whole arichas over here. But the idea is that I wanted to bring out is a very interesting thing, is that, tell me the speech, or like I'm trying to do now, tell me the speech without all the details. It's not the same focus. Concepts are best focused with pictures, with something is happening. Here he describes, because he says that the Klal Yisrael sinned at that time worse than Stoim. So he says they were worse than Stoim. They should have been destroyed like Stoim. And in reality, it was Lehepech, that because of that chesed that they did, everything was Nishapech, and Klal Yisrael was saved, and all the future generations. So this, if you say it as I'm doing it the wrong way, it doesn't have the impact. But when you read it in the story, when you see the details, when you focus, you're captivated by the story. You know, they ask the question, the Torah says, Zochas Asheros Hashem Elokecha L'Miriam, Azhora not to speak Lashon Hora. So the Torah basically tells us Lashon Hora about Miriam in order to tell us not to speak Lashon Hora. That's the way the Mefarshim learns. So what's Taka the Pshat? The Torah says, if they just said, somebody spoke Lashon Hora and got punished with Tzoras, it's not the same focus. It's too vague. Miriam Hanaviyah, Miriam the Tzadekis, Miriam the one that saved Moshe Rabbeinu. Miriam, the Miriam that was Yotze B'tupi B'mecholos, that was Batuach, that there's going to be a Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. It's a different story. That focus is so critical. So I guess the thought really is very, very simple. We see from all over that without focus, without intense focus, without sometimes something catching our concentration, our attention, even not directly related to the concept at hand, can make all the difference. And distraction certainly takes away from all the focus. So I think if we wish to accomplish, and I'm sure we all do, to accomplish some levels and some areas of change in the ensuing days, then we have to remember that it's not going to happen without focus. That's why a seder is important. That's why no diversions are. I mean, you know, we live in a society where there's 24/7 diversion. People carry diversions on them, in their pockets, in their hands, in their holsters, wherever they carry it. And Rahman al-Islam doesn't allow us to do anything. It doesn't allow us focus. Focus is critical. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that we should be able to focus and strengthen that focus and be able to use that focus to be able to affect change, to affect tefillah. Tefillah also. I once read that you should study, I assume it applies to tefillah too, in exactly the same place. Because if you're studying facing that wall and there's a little spot on the wall, it'll be distracting. But if you sit there all the time, you'll get used to that little dot on the wall and maybe it won't distract you anymore. Little things can distract us. So the same thing, if we can keep the focus during tefillah, if we can keep the focus during learning, if we can especially keep the focus during musa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will certainly help us that we'll be able to make the changes that we want to make the changes that are necessary to make, to be able to be zeicha in these days of rachamim, in these days of slicha, in these days of hiskarvus, dirusha Hashem bihimotzei, and Hashem should help that although we went through a year, probably closer to 2 years, of all kinds of challenges and tzoras, in the famous bakosha that we make, Hashem should make it that it should be tich leshono v'kilo loiseho, toch leshono birchoiseho. The klolis of the past should be over and it should be chal a new year with only brocha for everyone.